Let's see if there are other items. We've still got a little bit of time here.
But Mayor, if can we jump to I can put 1285 over till tomorrow. Can we take 5 minutes to do 1286 and 1288?
I think we sure can. I'm looking at other items. Sam, can we save item 1280 till tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to move. I'll get to that in a moment. I'll just move some things to the Thursday calendar.
1289 today?
I think we can. Okay, so I'm going to move. Do we need to do 1277 and 1278 today? Anybody know?
It would go to a second reading anyway next week, Mayor.
Yeah. Okay. So let's just hear those items, 1277, 1278. I don't think we have any testimony on them, do we? Okay. Let's just read those two items then.
1277, amend grant agreement with Central City Concern to increase funding by $136,955 for transitional housing for chronic offenders identified by the service coordination team. And 1278, amend an intergovernmental agreement with Multnomah County to decrease funding by $136,955 for transitional housing for chronic offenders identified by the service coordination team.
Okay, is there anyone here to speak on this item? I know a lot of us support the service coordination team, and it's a great program, so why don't you give us a brief update on this, please?
I'll be as brief as possible. So we, at the beginning of the fiscal year,
put your name in the record.
Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Billy Kemmer, I'm the service coordination team program manager for the Behavioral Health Unit. Service coordination team, as you know, is a long-running program. Our success rate continues to be the same as it always had. There was some funding issues at the beginning of the fiscal year with Volunteers of America where they lost a SAMHSA grant, which helped fund the entirety of their program that's dedicated to the service coordination team. So to keep the outpatient treatment whole, they proposed preserving the outpatient treatment section, but the 12 beds that were of support housing that were tied to it had to be dismantled. The amendments here are to shift that some of the funding over to Central City Concern so we can increase our capacity at Central City Concern as far as housing, structured housing, peer mentorships, and bridge counselors go so that we don't lose the positive effects of the program because we lost a section of the Volunteers of America program.
So that's why the two items are the exact same dollar amount.
Yeah, it's just a shift of funds, yeah.
Okay. Questions about that procedure for Billy? Thanks very much. Anyone want to speak on either of these items? Then they are set over for second reading next week. Thank you. Okay. I'm going to set over item 1279 to tomorrow.